Hello. Want to play that one? Oh, it's starting. I'll just play it in the background. Hope with that for an idea. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford. My name is Haley. This is the end of my show. I'm now 7 seconds over and counting. So shame on me. So thank you for listening, all who listen, especially my mom. Thanks for listening, Mom. If you want to hear this playlist again, you know where to find it. See you tomorrow. She's coming tomorrow. It's very exciting.
Cool.
Anyway, that's the end of my show. Stay tuned for Nate's show, Fast and Loose, coming up next. Should I put your...
Just we'll jump right in.
Jump right in?
Ready?
Ready? Ready?
Unmute.
Ready?
Right! Action! Camera! It's all there!
This one's to all you college boys.
Welcome to WMFO in Medford. My name is Nate. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. Thank you, Haley. We'll see you later. And I'm just going to kick it off right now. This is a song by The Walkman.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Nate. Sorry for that abbreviated introduction. Yeah, if you want to call in, 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. That was The Walkman. The name of the song was Song for Leah off the disc Heaven off the label Fat Possum from the year 2012. If you're really just trying to keep track of everything that I write. Yeah, we've got a really cool kind of mix of things. I got a couple friends in some bands, and I'm going to play some of the stuff from them. Most notably, a friend of mine in a band called Funeral Advantage or Fun Ad Van. I don't know how they're doing the abbreviations nowadays, but yeah, I got a track from them. It's going to come up. And got a little bit of sort of punk, emo revival kind of stuff, just along that same line. Not necessarily the Funeral Advantage line, but just listen to, you know, bands like You Blew It over the week, and it's just like, man, I love these songs. So gotta have a little bit of that. And also, I found some bands. I found a band called the Rural Alberta Advantage, which, if you know about that band, it's coming up. And if you know anything about me, name something after Canada and I'm on board. So it's one of those things that I'm really excited about. That if you want to talk about, you know, the Leafs, we can talk about the Leafs dropping games left and right here. If you want to talk about the Florida Panthers surging through the rankings, talk about that too. You can continue the streak of times people have called into this show and talked about hockey and keep that streak at zero. It's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, if you had any requests, I got a few text messages coming in. I'm going to play some stuff from those text messages. But yeah, other than that, it's going to be a heck of a time. If you don't know or you don't live in Medford, we had like a pretty great amount of snow last night, about a foot, and it's that really heavy snow, the kind of snow that, like, as you're shoveling out your driveway early in the morning and your housemates aren't helping you whatsoever, you're just sort of like shoveling it out. It's three times as heavy as normal, sort of hard, like not hard. It's really wet snow. So it's like really, really, really heavy because it's really dense. The other thing that's happening too is it all sort of caked onto the trees and onto the branches, and as the wind blows throughout the day, and especially driving around, there's just been like massive clumps of snow that just hit your windshield, and it's like, and it's great. It's actually not great because you think that it's the next one's going to shatter your windshield. So that's going to happen. The sun's coming out, which is also fun because it means that you get that awesome combination of like snow plus things are sort of melted where they're everything's shoveled off, and then you get the color, the like sort of the defining color of everything being just so much lighter, which is nice. So it's a good time here in Medford. I was staring forlornly out the window as we roasted some chicken last night, and my wife was like, why are you looking so sad? And I said, well, Mal, this might be the last snow of the year. And that kind of makes me sad because I've never been unhappy about snow. Never. That's why living in Boston is great. All right. Let's get in there. We got a little American football coming up here. Stick around. Thank you. Hey, how you guys doing out there? We are going to take a quick second, talk about what we played. Funeral Advantage, Garden Song was the last song you just heard. A little bit of Skippy in there, sorry about that. We're going to do the old reboot on the hardware, and we'll see how it turns out after that. Yeah, a friend of mine, Patrick, is in playing bass in that band now, but they have a definitely just like really great anthology of records out there. So that was from the disc Body Is Dead. It came out in 2015. They're still touring around Boston, so any yokels, you can hang out and definitely see some of the some of them. They got a couple shows coming up, back and forth. Before that, we had the Rural Alberta Advantage. The song was called Edmonton because of course it was called Edmonton. Question, I don't know if I don't know if Edmonton's in Alberta. I think it is. Because when the Oilers play the Flames, they call it the Battle of Edmonton or Battle of Alberta. In another note, there's a very good chance that the Lightning could play the Panthers this year in the Battle of Florida, which, great, you know. Last night, the Pens played the Flyers, and that was the Battle of Pennsylvania. Yeah, I don't know if like provinces in Canada are exactly the same as states in the United States. I imagine it's actually pretty similar. It's you get a sort of a situation where, for the most part, you get some federal law, you get some local law. But yeah, the great thing about, let's talk about Canada for a second. The great thing about Canada is that you really do have sort of this, the majority of that country is rural, but you do have a very, just in general, like the greatest side of, hey, it's cool if you do what you want. Like the best version of that is, I believe, like Canada, where it's just like, you know what? We love hockey. And it's totally cool when two guys just sort of drop the gloves and absolutely destroy each other and they sit in the thing. It's, you know, they don't even try to, and a lot of times, like, bleep out the language from that. The guys are just like actual, you know, spewing vitriol at each other as they absolutely pummel each other's faces on the hockey rink. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're like, eh, it's fine. You know, these guys, we understand that this is sort of an element of this game, that these guys just beat each other up and we'll just sort of see how it goes after this. But yeah, no, I think it's pretty fun. I would like to go to Edmonton at some point. A lot of people sort of warn you against it. Edmonton, Winnipeg, in general, that'd be a lot of fun. I don't, is Winnipeg in Saskatchewan? Again, someone from Canada call in. Someone who knows Canada, please call in, because I would even go on this limb and say that I'm more of a Canadianophile. You know, people are Francophiles. And I did. I took French in high school, college, and been there. It was great. But I gotta be honest with you, I went to Montreal over the summer, and I was more excited for that trip than I have been for almost any trip ever. Because it's Canada. You just get to be there, you know. And it's, maybe I'm putting too much on that country for being really cool, but it just seemed like a really cool, just like a really cool option. You know, living that way just seems like a cool option. Living Canadianly. All right. Speaking of Canada, yeah, you're also listening to Broken Social Scene right now. I use this for my backing track almost always. There's an album called Feel Good Lost that they made that's mostly instrumentals from that supergroup. And they're awesome. I used to wake up every morning to this album, honestly. By the time this song, Alive in 85, came on, I would wake up and I'd get out of bed. And like, especially over the summer when I really didn't have anything to do, I feel like my parents would they'd be like, hey, come on, Nate, it's time. We've got a list of things. You got to build a wall in the backyard, because we were doing things like that on our suburban house. My dad was trying to run that house like a farm. It was great. But no, it was one of those things where by the time track number 5 came on, I was finally, you know, waking up. It was probably like 1:30 in the afternoon or something like that, you know, because, yeah, you're in high school or you're in college or you're home for college and you're really just doing nothing. Boy, those were the days. Those were the greatest days. All right. We're gonna get back in there. Here's some Joyce Manor.
I've not been out. I find with upper hand. First time and I jumped off that bridge, couldn't see what we were jumping in. Midnight swimmer in.
If you name your band Algernon Cadwallader, you get to be on the show. No questions asked.
With picking warm of weather, soaking blood through a dark wood wall, the unhinged core of oxygen. How have I been stuck here for so long? Out a tunnel in an albatross. Now I'm haunted by the bird. Her
Ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? Are you a chill out and watch TV friend? Are you that friend who shows up on moving day? Or are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with mental illness? Be there for them because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. This is brought to you by the Department of Public Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. And this is a message furnished to you by WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Going through that last little set, we had See How Tame I Can Be, underscore by Joyce Manor, Slumber Party by A Great Big Pile of Leaves, Fun by Algernon Cadwallader, Weave by Foxing, and this last song that you just heard was Grounds for Divorce by Wolf Parade. It wouldn't be one of my sets if a Wolf Parade song didn't wolf themselves in there at some point. Yeah, we're coming around the final stretch, last 15 minutes of the show. It's been a really fun time. I've kind of been mixing in a little bit of sort of the indie pop with a little bit more of the punk and emo revival in there, especially that Algernon Cadwallader. Oh my gosh. Another easy way onto the show. Name your band after a character in a short story that I read in eighth grade. Done. I don't know who the guy in his name, I don't know, maybe, I forget what it is, maybe it was Ransom, it was something, whoever the name of the guy was from The Most Dangerous Game, you name your band that, which there's no chance that that name is still available. There's no chance that a band hasn't already named themselves that. Oh man, my band in 8th grade would have been so good had we named ourselves that. Our band in 8th grade, in case you're wondering, I was the drummer, we were the Taxi Cabs. And 99% of the work that we put into that band was convincing people that that name was cool. And after countless repeated attempts by some of our closer friends to say, hey, you know what? I gotta be honest with you. Taxi Cabs, awful name for a band. What are you guys, like a doo-wop group from 1955? The Taxi Cabs? We had, and this is also cool, we had Brad Wagner, who his nickname in high school was Beach Knight, which is great. Like, best nickname of anybody I've known. He made this really cool sort of like car thing. I feel like it was based on something maybe on clip art or something like that. He made this really awesome car like binder slip, and we all put it in our binder, our math binder slips, and we were the Taxi Cabs. It was so great. Picked up that drum set in the 8th grade time, you know, go ahead and apologize to my parents for just railing on that thing at all hours of the day. That's just across the board. You know, I'm you know, my wife and I are thinking about having kids, and I gotta be honest with you, I feel like drums are just out of the question. You know, they go off to college and they come back and it's like, hey, I'm playing drums now. Fantastic. Keep those drums out of the house. But boy, I tell you what, during those hangout in the basement, play the drums. I mean, it was a ton of fun for me, but it just couldn't have been any fun at all. Because it's not even like playing the guitar where it's like, oh yeah, this is right here. This is Wonderwall. No, the drums are like, oh, that was the drums to, you know, Purple Rain. And it's like, so it's great. It's great. We've grown past that. Teaching myself guitar now so I can finally, you know, just play something that is at least palatable. And I'm saying that as a hardcore. I'm saying that as a drummer and someone who's going to be playing drums for the rest of his life. It's just, I understand the struggle for everyone else. All right, let's get back to it.
Thank you. begin to crack. There is very little left of me, and it's never coming back. There are certain things you ask of me, and there are certain things I lack. The beginning we were winning, but now I'm just making up facts. What's it matter anymore if you believe the lies I tell? There's no meaning to the words, but we still sing these songs well. If we all left it alone, sure it'd work itself out fine. We keep playing with the numbers. We are running out of time. We are running, but you're a killer, and I'm your best friend. Think it's unfair, your situation. You say I'm changing. Sorry, I didn't know I'd stay the same. Could we talk about this later? Your voice is driving me. But the words, they don't make sense. My hand tries to grip the pencil, but the fingers are too tense. And I tried to show emotion, but my eyes won't seem to wet. And I'd love to tell you stories, but I can't remember how they went. Your flashlight in a dark room for the loneliest blackout. You were all that we had left after it all was filtered out. Enemies will be gone soon. I think you're changing. Don't worry, you don't gotta stay the same. Could we talk about this later? Your voice is driving me.
Thank you.